It's part of the Chief of the General Staff scheme about maximising talent. We've had some success over years of getting certain individuals to Olympic gold medal status, but it's been more by luck than actual careful planning and strategy. And so what we've tried to do with the Army Elite Sport Programme is, through partnerships with the English Institute of Sport and the Talented Athletes Scholarship Scheme, is make sure that we've got performance pathways for our youngest and brightest and most talented athletes, link them into those programmes that are being run nationally, so they've got an opportunity to compete amongst the very, very best in their various disciplines around the country. And what we've done, we've used the resilience margin, where we've got 11 athletes and a couple of coaches on there, and they're our real top level, our podium, so our Heather Stannings and all the rest of it. The exciting bit is the bit below that, and that's where we've identified 33 soldiers whose function in life now is to focus on their sport with the support of their chain of command, linked in through the Talented Athletes Scholarship Scheme at a local university, where they'll get proper conditioning and strength coaching, they get proper physiotherapy, they get proper nutritional advice, and via the national governing body will get coaching on their individual sports. So they're still full-time soldiers, but they've got access to all of these extra support mechanisms that are around them, hopefully therefore allowing them to maximise their talent.
Now, sport has always been an important part of Army life. Wednesday afternoon's been sport afternoon. Why now are we teaming up more and more with UK Sport and the English Institute of Sport in particular to channel these athletes into potential Olympians?
Well, you're absolutely right. A lot of us, like me probably, joined the Army because there was opportunity for sport and adventurous training. And as a young subaltern, quite a few years ago, there was time to do all that. Now, of course, we've been quite busy as an Army, as you well know, over recent years, fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq. And for many people, quite rightly, the priority has been preparation for operations, for combat. And so the opportunity and time available for sport and for adventurous training is reduced. Well, we're out of Iraq and Afghanistan now. We've still got plenty going on, and I wouldn't say that the Army is not busy. Of course it's busy. But there is time now to properly structure sport and adventurous training and get them really recognised as part of the offer for our people, both for recruiting and also for retention. So that's what we're trying to do. This scheme was launched in 2014, so a couple of years ago, but it's really now starting to deliver effect. And the whole reason for getting everyone here today, we've got 70 national level athletes who have come here today, all serving in the Army. To get them here today to link up with the Talented Athletes Scholarship Scheme, English Institute of Sport, and brief them on what we can provide now to help them achieve their personal aspirations.
Over the years, there have been many British Army Olympians taking part, winning medals. So one of the latest, of course, being double gold Olympian Major Heather Stanley, who gave a fantastic inspirational talk today. So it's your target now to try and get more Olympians from the Army for 2020 winning medals?
We have a target to do that. We're not going to set ourselves a number. Our aspiration is to get our people who've got the real talent identified sufficiently early that we can focus them in these programmes and aim for podium places. Tokyo is the next target because it's the next Olympic. But of course we've got the Winter Olympics in between as well. But my word, it takes a long time and a lot of investment to achieve those gold medals. And what we're really trying to do here is use some of the really good best practice that's been developed by Team GB and others and get our people involved in it and use some of that to really maximise what our people can do. And I'll put my neck out and say that we've got a couple of people here today who in 4 years' time could well be representing GB at the Olympics in Tokyo.
Following in the footsteps of Major Heather Stanning, it's great that she's from the Army, double Olympian gold medalist.
Yeah, she's absolutely unique to have a double Olympic gold medalist, a national treasure, and one who is proud to be serving as an Army officer and throughout has maintained her contact with the Army to ensure that she's kept herself still up in the hunt, competitive for promotion and competitive to continue a long-standing career, is remarkable given all the pressure on her to do everything else for her sport. And I think that was a very important message that she got across to these young athletes this morning, that yeah, we'll provide them opportunity, but it's their ambition, their commitment, their drive that will get them to the podium. And she left them with just the thought about, and I'd reinforce it, just to remember they're soldiers first, so they've got to make sure that whatever happens, they keep themselves engaged with their careers and make sure that they're still competitive for promotion, getting through the right courses at the right time. And that is fundamental, so that we don't lose them too early.